You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The fifth annual Houston Whiskey Social is coming up. Welcome to Eye on Houston with George and Mo and Cowboy Dave. And Christopher Hart is here with us to talk a little whiskey. We'll get to the specifics of it. It's coming up in February. We'll get all the details coming up for that. But first of all, good to see you again.
It's I'm happy to be back. I think this is year three or four.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think this is our fourth year of talking to you about this.
It's been a great
you
time.
You do something. You have a Facebook page. You have a podcast. You're all about whiskey. Tell people a little bit about you first, and then we'll get into what the event is and how it helps some local veterans.
Sure. We can start with the boring stuff. I have been supporting and promoting whiskey here in Houston, you know, for a long time. Dallas has always gotten all the love. I don't know how obvious that is to the general consumer, but the whiskey industry has shown a lot of love to Austin and Dallas historically, and not a lot of love to Houston, despite Houston being far more thirsty in terms of booze. So we've got the Houston Bourbon Society, the Whiskey Neat show that we do with ESPN here in Houston, and then the Whiskey Festival. So it's just we're fans of the brown water, and I've had you on my show.
We've had a few drinks together. Privileged to be on there with you. It's a great show, and we'll tell you how you can download it and find it and all that in just a few minutes. This Whiskey Social started 5 years ago, and it started with a mission to help out veterans. And this year, Chris, it's helping out some local folks, some local veterans here, and a local organization. Tell us about Camp Hope, who's going to benefit from this Whiskey Social event.
Yeah, absolutely. So historically, we've done a lot of the events through a friend of mine who was the co-founder of an Oklahoma-based veterans charity called Warriors for Freedom, who we still love and support. But there's a great distillery out of Houston called Whitmire's. It's a combat veteran-owned distillery that makes some of the best juice in Texas. And they started a new campaign with Camp Hope, and he convinced me that we should definitely work on doing more local stuff. I mean, I know people who support the event want to help out as much as they can, and there's a lot of people here locally who wanted to just kind of shift it a little bit towards more Houston-based charities. So Camp Hope's been around for a long time. They're probably one of the largest combat veteran charities here in the state. And between Whitmire's, I mean, they're now donating $1 per bottle to Camp Hope. And I think last year, at one point, they had donated all of their month's gross receipts. To Camp Hope. So it's just a fantastic charity, and they'll be at the event, and you can come by and support them and donate directly as well. But the event itself is going to benefit them as well.
You know, here on the show, Cowboy Dave, Mo and I, Mo has a brother who's in the military. Cowboy has on a Lone Survivor Foundation shirt as we talk here. We love helping out in any way. And one of the things that got me about Camp Hope is they're a little bit unusual in that they are one of those PTSD recovery programs that offers temporary housing, because there's so many veterans that suffer from PTSD that are in that transition period. And I love that about them, that they step in instead of going to a shelter or some other program like that. They offer that housing right away and give them a place to stay for 90 days while they kind of, you know, try to get things back together.
Sure, yeah. So when you come back and trying to reacclimate into civilian society, it's probably one of the most, I would say, arguably, besides physical health, mental health is the most important thing in getting them back to having just a normal life. So these charities that do a lot of PTSD-focused events and they get together and they'll do like we talked about Warriors for Freedom, they'll do a massive fishing competition or just getting together and working on their mental health is so important. So I'm big fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my experience, there's no better way than to bring military guys and folks that like military guys together than whiskey.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, whiskey, cigars, lots of cuss words. We're ready to go.
If you want to find out more before we move on, though, about Camp Hope and their interim housing and what they do, just Google Camp Hope Houston. You'll find it there. They are a unique group of folks because they have combat veterans and also civilian pastoral staff that help out these heroes that are coming back. And it really is a unique charity. And I love the fact that it's here in Houston and that you guys are helping out with the whiskey social that you're doing. So that comes up, the Houston Whiskey Social, fifth annual, is on February 8th. Tell people that have never been to one of these what they're in for.
Yeah, so it's a great chance to get together and try things. You know, a lot of us who've gotten any kind of interest in the hobby have gone to a bar and tried a few things, and we do that on a much larger scale. And we're expecting 1,500 people this year. We're way ahead, a little ahead of our projections. So we're expecting quite a few people, but we've got more than 400 different whiskeys to try. Obviously, not all at once, but the chance for you to come and eat and kind of taste through. We've got a bunch of different table setups. You literally just go through, and you've come every year the last couple of years, and it's grown quite a bit. So,
oh my gosh! Yes.
And we've done a great job this year of curating a lot of like really really hard bourbon is so popular right now, but some really really hard to find bourbons, some old bottles of Pappy, some old bottles of Weller, and of course the new line, the Weller Full Proof, which is what that line was at Specs the other day. Was everyone was there?
Oh my gosh!
Everyone was there for this bottle.
Interesting story. Got to talk about this, Mo. You were talking about that your family was in town over the holidays for your wedding.
Yes, and you know the boys trying to find something to do. They get this alert on their phone that they have to go to the Specs down the road to get some sort of bottle that I have no idea. And so they get there and they send us a video and the line is like wrapped around the store. And comes to find out that was your event.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was going on?
So the liquor stores in Texas opened up at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. The earliest person and his poor wife had gotten there at 2:30 that morning.
Stop it! Wow. What were they getting? Like, what was inside?
So this right here, this bottle here, the Weller Full Proof, these single barrel picks are extremely hard to come by. They trade secondary for like $400,
you
know, something crazy. And Specs released two full barrels, as well as the Houston Bourbon Society. We released three barrels of our own stuff. So we did a Jack Daniel's Rye, an Elijah Craig. You know how big a Evan Hill fans we are.
Yeah,
and then a Texas whiskey, Iron Root. So we in an hour, Specs, I got the number. I don't know if I'm supposed to share it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
It's okay.
In an hour, Specs sold $106,000.
Wow.
They broke every record they've ever had.
Well, I believe I saw that line. Good job for y'all.
Altogether, they released something like 22 barrels, something crazy. So it just was it's an example of the fervor. Now, talking about how great Houston is and how bad Dallas is,
we like it. Just keep talking.
Right,
yeah. Got my attention.
Typically, Specs likes to spread these barrels across the state. This was the first time in history they were like, "Screw the rest of the state," and release them all in Houston in one market. So that is saying that Houston is changing the game.
Representing. Yeah, absolutely. I like that.
All right, we're talking about the fifth annual Houston Whiskey Social. It comes up on February 8th. We'll give you details on how to get tickets. It all goes to help out Camp Hope, which provides interim housing for veterans right here in Houston, a local charity that they're going to be helping out. We were talking about when you come, you get a chance to try these different things. For those that maybe aren't, maybe an aficionado of bourbon or whiskeys, this is a great way to start. And also your group. Talk about the Facebook group that you have behind this, because
you're a part of it.
I am. You've
been around for a while.
The thing I love about it is there are people of all different, I guess, phases of falling in love with whiskey and bourbon. Yes. And there's none of this nose in the air. Oh, I can't believe you asked that question, you know, or anything like that. So talk about that.
I mean, anytime you're online, these things happen. But the Houston Bourbon Society is the largest single market group in the U.S. There is no other group of this size. We see about, I'd say, 50 to 100 new people a week. Sometimes we see a spike of 300 new people a week. But essentially, it's your space to come and learn, whether you're new to the hobby or you are what I like to call an old dog, someone who's been doing this a long time, maybe someone from Kentucky. But the group is just a place that's got literally the entire wealth of knowledge, including personality icon Fred Minnick from mm-hmm. Kentucky. He's in the group as well. But it's your space to learn everything there is to know. If you go to Facebook, look up the Houston Bourbon Society, and it's about, I think we're at 7,700 people.
Okay. Talk to us about how to get tickets. Now you've kind of whetted our appetite.
Let's actually wet it.
Actually, you know what? Let's do this.
Look at that.
You got a little something to try here.
Thank you. I smelled it the minute
that smells
you
good.
Opened
so
it.
What
this is Elijah Craig 18.
It's Elijah Craig.
If you're gonna be drinking Heaven Hill, you're gonna be talking Elijah Craig. It's the way to go.
Okay.
So the event is, you can get tickets at HoustonWhiskeySocial.com. You can look it up on Eventbrite. It's the 5th annual Houston Whiskey Social. The event is on February 8th. The VIP gets in at 5. GAA gets in at 6. But the event is your chance to bring a spouse and or a significant other and simply try whiskeys, learn about it.
Right.
We even have one of the most iconic men in rum coming to the event. His name is Richard Seal. He's from Barbados. Foursquare is like the pappy of rum. If you're a rum guy. But Foursquare, he's coming to this event, and to be able to pull that off to get him here is a huge deal. So we don't just focus on bourbon. My love is what's in any barrel. So mm-hmm. if it spends time in a barrel, I'm happy to drink
then
it.
You're happy to drink it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing I love about this is, yes, there are a lot of guys there, but it has become over the last couple of years more of a date night kind of thing. If you have a guy in your life or you have a woman in your life that loves spirits, this is a great night to come out. The other thing I love about it is general admission gets in at 6. You close at 9. That's great. 9 o'clock.
Keep
I'm
nice
out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Like
we don't like a late night, and you guys get up pretty early.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if somebody who gets up early, I appreciate that about that, Chris. So, all right, give them website again. Let's wrap this up here and get folks out because this is gonna be a great night.
HoustonWhiskeySocial.com. You can also look us up on Facebook as well as Eventbrite, which is where tickets are sold.
And we'll have all of this information too that we are going to hook up, and we'll put up on our Facebook page as well. It all goes to help out Camp Hope. You heard us talking about that, interim housing for veterans right here in Houston, and we're happy to give support to that. Good to see you, Chris.
Great. Really great seeing you guys.
Continued success. I'm sorry, you were sipping
Cheers.
There. By the way, this is Elijah Craig.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
So good. Woo!
My goodness. All right, we're going to wrap this up and cheers ourselves after
cheers,
we do.
Guys.
It's Eye on Houston.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.